Hello, this is Leslie Scarra. I'm founder and CEO of Merlin Development, which is a contract food product development company. This is the first of my series of 8 podcasts for prepared foods. These podcasts will focus on technical issues of interest to food product developers and marketers. This first is entitled A Roadmap for the Journey to Artificial Trans-Free Foods. I drove from Florida to Minnesota last spring, and I found my trip was immeasurably improved by utilizing the advice and planning services offered by AAA. They gave me a roadmap. They showed me route options, resources on the way, highlighted detours, and road construction. That information allowed me to plan an efficient route and an enjoyable journey. I have the same mission for your artificial trans fat elimination journey: to help you plan effective and realistic objectives, timeframes, and resource requirements. Grocery manufacturers have been working on the elimination of added trans fat for a couple of years, driven by their need to label it. But grocery manufacturers had a choice. They could continue to sell foods with trans fat, but they would have to label its presence. If you spend a few hours in a grocery store studying labels, you can identify the categories where trans fat replacement is difficult. Food service manufacturers have a different and much more stringent problem. They must reformulate to meet a trans-free label by July 2008 if they wish to sell products in New York City. And practically, it's difficult to be a regional or national manufacturer and avoid this requirement. There's a wealth of information on preparedfoods.com, suppliers' websites, and Google. They cover topics like technical and regulatory definitions of trans fat and strategies for its replacement. So, I considered the best use of this podcast would be to provide you with information that was not widely available, specifically an overview of the reformulation journey for food service manufacturers. Elimination of artificial trans fat is much harder than it looks. And remember that grocery manufacturers have not been compelled to replace it in difficult applications. So some of the hardest work